Hi everyone, I am Silvia Boltuk, Managing Director at Special Eurasia. Welcome to this new episode of Geopolitical Podcast. Today we will be talking about the unexpected outcome of Turkey's recent elections. The local elections held on March 31st in Turkey marked a significant shift in the country's political landscape as the ruling AK Party, led by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, suffered its most severe electoral loss. The preliminary results indicate that the secular opposition Republican People's Party has gained control over most major cities. And it is worth mentioning that conservative voters have been shifting from the Justice and Development Party to the ultra-nationalist National Movement Party in the conservative stronghold of the nation. And there is also a significant number of AKP voters who did not participate in the elections at all. Currently, the Justice and Development Party controls the mayoralty in 39 out of 81 municipalities in Turkey. In spite of the media's complete control and dominance and unfair election conditions, the opposition succeeded in winning in major urban areas, which is a major success. Indeed, while the outcome in Istanbul is still uncertain, the opposition emerged victorious in 6 out of 7 of Turkish major cities, as we were saying before. In Istanbul, the opposition, the Republican People's Party candidate İmamoğlu, garnered 48% of the votes. Istanbul's importance should be not overlooked, given its historical significance as the capital of the Ottoman Empire, which has consistently supported Erdogan's narrative in this regard. And furthermore, the city serves as a vital economic center and is inhabited by a highly educated population that holds considerable sway over the country's trajectory. While the elections were primarily local, they also functioned as a sort of personal evaluation of Erdogan, in my opinion, providing additional validation for the pursuit of his agenda. Turkey experienced widespread discontent characterized by soaring inflation, financial struggles for ordinary workers and retirees, growing division within society, increasing limitation on basic rights, and potentially risky decision in foreign affairs, particularly under the leader of the current President Erdogan. Erdogan's work has been evaluated by people over the past few years, from an incomprehensible interest rate policy to the mishandling of earthquake relief efforts and poorly constructed buildings. There have been many claims in this regard. Nevertheless, despite his party loss in the local vote, we can say that Erdogan remains in control at the national level and his parliamentary coalition is intact. Additionally, Erdogan has used the defeat to support this narrative about the state of democracy in the country, which he is considered to be well. However, it is still concerning that dissenters and free thinkers are being labeled as terrorists and unlawfully imprisoned. Looking at this election solely from a political standpoint, Erdogan's ascent to power began under comparable circumstances when we reflect on the election held in 1994. During that period, the Islamist movement gained political control starting from Ankara and Istanbul, extending then from local to national level. However, it must be acknowledged that the electoral process is no longer as efficient and transparent as it used to be, which is indicative of the country's growing authoritarian political system. Erdogan has been the country's hope for economic recovery during past elections, but despite decades in power, he has been unable to fulfill the people's expectations. Erdogan's manipulation of foreign policy, particularly by highlighting threats from Syria, Iraq, and the Kurdish issue, has allowed him to cultivate an image of a strong leader while distracting the people from internal problems. Still, despite the prevailing Turkish nationalism, the election outcome can also be credited to the Kurdish voters. Typically, they tend to back the People's Democratic Party. However, the recent endorsement from Demirtas, the former co-chairman of the party who is currently incarcerated, urging their supporters to vote for the opposition candidates, has shifted the tide in their favor in numerous cities. Ultimately, these elections have not posed a real threat to Erdogan's power, but they are a clear indication of the dissatisfaction among the people, including his own supporters. Dissatisfaction that might be exploited by enemy or foreign powers to destabilize Turkey from the inside. Thanks for your attention and see you next time.